personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue that should intrigue, excite, educate, and challenge each and every listener today. If you're listening today, we need to understand what God is doing. We need to recognize that what is happening in the Middle East is not just happenstance. It's not just coincidental. It is a fact that it's already been presented in the Word of God, in the eschatological text of God's Word. It's prophecy being fulfilled. It is prophecy being fulfilled. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, the setting of the stage where Russia will get into this Middle East war, as it's called now. Russia will lead 5 nations. And I claim that these 5 nations are either totally Islamic or led by, and their military forces occupied by, Islamic forces. Russia, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, will invade Israel, leading Iran. That's a name we already know. Turkey, Erdogan has already said that he's going to, in fact, he's already challenged all Islamic nations to come against the nation of Israel as I speak. This was done 2 weeks ago. Germany is totally dependent upon Russia. Russia says jump, Germany says hi. Libya, Syria, major leadership from Russia will bring these things about. We're witnessing today the events in Israel and all of the Middle East, where the stage is being set, the players are being put on the chessboard to carry out what God has already said he would do. I find it amazing. I find it interesting. I find it challenging and encouraging to realize it and to recognize afresh and anew whatever God's word said he's going to do, he shall fulfill it. He shall carry it out. And these are things that are going to take place, and they must take place according to the word of God. We're witnessing, as I said earlier on the broadcast, we've already witnessed Israel becoming a nation after being in diaspora that is spread around the globe for 2,500 years. Ezekiel chapter 37 was the prophecy about the Valley of Dry Bones. That has taken place. So what comes after Ezekiel 37, Ezekiel 38 and 39? Usually with a prophetic eschatological text, we can see the 2 mountain peaks but do not see the valley in between. We're witnessing today the building up and the preparing for Ezekiel 38 and 39, where 37 took place about, 75 years ago, when Israel became a reconstituted nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing God working with the nation of Israel, working through the wars and the rumors of wars and the battles. The Old Testament, we find time and time again, as I said, where the Jewish people would be blessed of God, they would disobey, they would be overtaken by another people, and they would repent, turn back to God, and God would return them to His benefit and what was taking place. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very necessary for us to understand what God is doing. I understand we're probably having some technical difficulties. Roger, are we getting a static or the warbling on the air? All right, I just got a text that said it was very staticky on the radio broadcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, if there's a problem, let Roger know, and we'll see what we can do with the technical issue. But may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the fulfillment of the eschatological word of God. Today around the globe, we're seeing the elevation of the anti-Semitism and the attitude that Israel, the Jewish people, ought to be wiped off the face of the earth. From the river to the sea is the mantra coming out of our colleges and universities and those demonstrators, jihadists in the streets. That simply means obliterate, totally annihilate the nation of Israel. I'm looking at an article. Ocasio-Cortez nailed with online backlash after bizarre response to the pager attack on Hezbollah. Democratic Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York offered a bizarre response to the astonishing, outstanding pager attack on members of Hezbollah in London. While many praised the ingenuity and the precision of the attack on the terror group, Ocasio-Cortez issued a demand for the assurance that the U.S. didn't provide the assistance in the operation. Quote, Israel's pager attack in London and Lebanon detonated thousands of handheld devices across a slew of public spaces, seriously injuring and killing innocent civilians, Ocasio-Cortez wrote on her socialist media post. This attack clearly and unequivocally violates international humanitarian law and undermines the U.S. efforts to prevent a wider conflict, according to AOC. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the mindset somehow, some way through AOC and other socialist Marxist communists in America that Israel should not exist, that there should be something that America needs to do to prevent Israel from existing. But we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the increase in the anti-Semitic movement more than we've seen since the Holocaust during the days of Hitler. Yet America and other nations are demanding that Israel surrender, give up their battle for survival. The battle for survival, ladies and gentlemen, has intensified since October the 7th of 2023. You know the time, you know the date, you know the place, you remember what took place. And some different writers that I've read behind, some say between 1,200 and 1,400 Jewish citizens and other citizens from other nations were slaughtered by the Arab jihadists. Now Israel faces Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, the West Bank, that's Arab enemies, and the threats from Russia, Iran, Turkey, Yemen, with missiles by the hundreds every day. Will they survive? Is it possible for Israel to survive? Absolutely yes. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. We can study the scripture. We can look at the word of God and recognize the hand of God at work in the nation of Israel, the apple of God's eye, with God's protection and preservation of the nation of Israel. I don't know about you, but I get excited about that. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Should Israel discontinue its snap, crackle, and pop, as I call it, with the electronic devices? Is that something that should be a crime according to international law? Is that something they've done that courts ought to some way intervene and stop it? I'm looking at a headline that says, Hezbollah targeted in second wave of explosions, at least 9 killed and 300 injured. Explosions went off in Beirut and multiple parts of Lebanon and an apparent second wave of detonations of electronic devices. Hezbollah officials and state media said Wednesday, reporting walkie-talkies, even solar equipment being targeted a day after hundreds of pagers blew up. I laugh at that. Now, I'm not laughing because of dead people. I'm laughing because of the ingenuity of the Jewish people and what they've done in protecting themselves and wiping out the enemy. At least 9 people were killed and 300 wounded. Article continues, photographer in the southern coastal city of Sidon saw a car and a mobile phone shop damaged after devices exploded inside each of them. A Hezbollah official told the AP that walkie-talkies used by the group exploded. Lebanon's official news agency reports that solar energy systems exploded in homes in several areas of Beirut and in southern Lebanon, wounding at least one. The new blast hit a country still thrown in confusion and anger after Tuesday's pager bombings, which appeared to be a complex Israeli attack targeting Hezbollah members. It appeared that small amounts of explosives had been hidden in the thousands of pager devices to Hezbollah and remotely detonated. Ladies and gentlemen, I call that ingenuity. May I simply do a little parenthetical footnote? I believe only God could have given them insight and wisdom to know how to distinguish the enemies and try to target only the enemies and wipe out the enemies that's out to destroy the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. I find it intriguing, to say the least, that they have developed such a plan and a program to reach out and target the enemies. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. So can Israel survive? Yes. How is that possible? Simply by the divine intervention of God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you and remind you, may I remind you today that Israel can and will survive. In the Middle East, it seems to be ablaze with full-scale war that will eventually cause Russia to lead the five nations across the Euphrates River, the five nations against Israel, that will lead into the Battle of Armageddon, where all of these nations will cross the Euphrates River and come against Israel. We find that in Revelation 16, verses 12 through 16. It's called the Battle of Armageddon. The five nations being led by Russia, listen, is not the Battle of Armageddon. It rumbles into, this is the reason the scripture says in Matthew 24, that there will be wars and rumblings, rumors of wars. The Russian invasion against Israel, leading five nations against Israel, will lead into the ultimate cataclysmic battle of all battles that's known as the Battle of Armageddon. And it's then that the Lord Jesus Christ returns and slays the enemies of God, the enemies of the apple of his eye, the enemies of the church, and will slay them with the sword of his mouth, according to the scripture. In your leisure, go back and study Revelation 16, 12 and following. Go back in your leisure and study Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 through 45. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, this is Davis Harper. And
yes, sir.
I believe you're right on target. I think we're right on the very verge of the 7 years of tribulation that the Bible speaks about, because God does do things in sequels of seven.
Yes.
We're right on the verge of the rapture being taken out. Israel's still going to survive, but somebody, the Antichrist, is going to come on the scene and make a covenant with his war peace. And I think we're right on the verge of the rapture, and then seeing what God does with Israel whenever 3.5 years he turns out and thinks he's going to be God. And God
yes.
does come in then and really deliver Israel.
You're right. Absolutely. We're right on the verge. In fact, the very next thing on the calendar of God, according to the eschatological prophetic text in the scripture, the next thing on the calendar of God, listen, there are no more signs, there are no more events that need to take place for the rapture of the church to happen. It could happen at any moment. It could happen before I finish the next sentence. It could happen before sundown today. The rapture of the church snatches the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, out of this old world. And that triggers the standing up of the Antichrist, according to Revelation chapter 13 and Daniel chapter 11 verse 36 and following, for the Antichrist to stand up and take full control, and his focus will be on eradicating, annihilating, destroying the Jewish people. And it's because Daniel chapter 9 you spoke of, verses 20 through 27 in particular, talks about the 7-year covenant, the 7-year peace treaty. Every nation, including America, looking forward to finding somebody that can wave the magical wand, as you would call it, humanly speaking, and bring about peace. And the Antichrist will have a peace covenant with the nation of Israel for 7 years. Halfway point of that, 3.5 years. The reason the scripture calls it 3.5 years of tribulation, 3.5 years of great tribulation. It's the 7 years of tribulation. And the scripture says in Daniel chapter 9 that it is dealing with my people, speaking of the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. That's what it's all about. And when it seems as though peace has been brought, the peace covenant is broken, and there's an attempt to eradicate, destroy, to annihilate the Jewish people. This is the reason I get excited about what we see taking place, hitting the headlines of the news today and across the screen of the television sets across the world, where we see Israel in the focus point, the focal point of all the news today. I'm excited about it. What are your thoughts in relationship to what Israel is doing now with what I call the snap, crackle, and pop?
Yeah, I tell you what, God does not need an electronic device. He said by the word of his mouth he would destroy. So I say, look up. He's on the way.
Amen, brother. You're exactly right. Luke 21:28, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. I get excited Amen. About it when I see it taking place. God bless you, brother. Thank
God
you for your
you.
Call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject that I think is not just intriguing, not just educational, not just informative, but it's an issue that I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot needs to recognize what is taking place in Israel, what does the Word of God say, and the challenging, intriguing question, will Israel survive? Can Israel survive? I'm looking at a headline that says, pager attack brings Israel and Hezbollah closer to an all-out war. That's the headline. This article reads, Israel and Hezbollah traded new missile attacks on Thursday after a second day of exploding electronic devices in Lebanon that have killed over 37 people and wounded 3,500, raising fears of an all-out war. Let me just pause for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just fears for an all-out war. It is, we're witnessing, we're watching progressively, very rapidly, every day, the increasing entering into World War III. Now, the Bible doesn't speak of World War I, II, and III, but it talks about the war with Russia, Ezekiel 38 and 39. The war where Israel is attacked from not just the present attacks from all of the surrounding neighbors, but where Russia and Iran and Turkey and Germany and Syria all jump into the battle to eviscerate, to annihilate, to wipe out and destroy the Jewish people, the apple of God's eye. This article goes further. Separately, Israel announced it arrested an Israeli businessman last month after he attended meetings in Iran discussing assassinating Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Multiple sources say Israel's spy agency, Mossad, is responsible for the thousands and thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies that have exploded across Lebanon this week, saying the agency is targeting members of the Iran-backed political party and militant group Hezbollah. The pager operation was unparalleled. Listen to this. The pager operation was unparalleled in its secrecy, its lethality, its ingenuity, its audacity, and its ultimate impact. And I say only God could have done that. God's preparing the Jewish people. God's preparing the hearts and the lives of the Jewish people at this very moment for them to recognize Yeshua Messiah. Zechariah chapter 12 tells us, verses about verse 12, 13, 14, and following. It's left page, left column in my Bible. God's word in Zechariah tells us that one day, when it seems as though Israel, the Jewish people, would totally eviscerated, be totally annihilated, completely wiped out, that they will look up and recognize Yeshua Messiah and will turn to him as Savior and as Lord. So, ladies and gentlemen, we see these things taking place. From a human standpoint, it's dastardly. From a human standpoint, it is sad to see human life wasted. But when we recognize the hand of God is at work in it, we need to understand that Israel is under attack. The Jewish people, there's an attempt to eviscerate them. From the Jewish people, for the Jewish people, they're in the midst of another Holocaust. They're in the midst of a spreading of Hitler, if you please, around the globe. Nation after nation after nation. Listen, if I can be repetitive, nation after nation after nation after nation are now standing up, standing against the nation of Israel. Open, hostile anti-Semitism around the globe, anti-Semitism in America, all of Europe, Canada, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, when Erdogan, the head of Turkey, announces that it's calling on all Islamic nations to come against Israel, we recognize the handwriting on the wall. We understand what God is doing. But I want us to realize that Israel shall not be, will not be eviscerated, will not be totally annihilated. I'm looking at another headline. Hezbollah devices explode again in Lebanon, raising fears of a wider Israeli conflict. Smoke rises from the mobile phone shop in Lebanon, Sinan. Different companies are involved in it. Walkie-talkie explode in the latest attack. Hezbollah rattled by the blast. 20 killed, over 450 injured. Lebanon Health Ministry says Israel's Mossad has long history of sophisticated attacks against the enemy. Handheld radios used by the armed group Hezbollah detonated on Wednesday across Lebanon's southern border into the country's deadliest day since cross-border fighting erupted between the militants and Israel nearly a year ago. One Hezbollah official said the episode was the biggest security breach in the group's history. I laugh at that because that was a sudden shock and a surprise to them. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Israel's preparation of this didn't happen overnight, didn't happen in days, weeks, and months. This was probably years of ingenuity in the planning, the preparation to be able to ferret out and to find and discover the enemies by way of their electronic devices, their telephones, their cell telephones, their walkie-talkies, different devices that they've used to be able to communicate to go against Israel. This article says the operations, which appeared to throw all of Hezbollah into total disarray. We're opening a new phase in the war. It requires courage, determination, and perseverance, said the defense minister in the nation of Israel. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to, as the scripture tells us in Psalms 122:6, we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to pray for the nation of Israel. We need to pray for God's wisdom and God's hand to be found in the lives and the hearts of the Israeli people. We need to pray, ladies and gentlemen, today that Benjamin Netanyahu will be able to be sustained in his stand in leading Israel. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that took place within the past 30 days was the fact that the head of the defense, we call them defense ministry, it was the head of the war apparatus, the war group in Israel, the one that heads that up, came to America, met with some of the Biden administration leaders to try to get through the back door to circumvent Benjamin Netanyahu and to try to make a decision through the war cabinet to come against Benjamin Netanyahu to cease and desist any war efforts for the nation of Israel and its protection. As we speak, Benjamin Netanyahu is making the decision to remove that man from the war cabinet leadership because he was undermining the authority of Benjamin Netanyahu. That same thing, ladies and gentlemen, we see taking place in America. We find the Biden administration trying to circumvent any dealing with Israel by going through the back door, telling Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, that we stand with you, telling the public on the microphones and the television cameras, we stand with you, and at the same time, through the back door efforts, trying to undermine, tear down, and destroy Benjamin Netanyahu's leadership because he refuses to bow and to bend. His position is that we'll not stop the war until all of the enemies are destroyed, are defeated, and dead, and then the war shall end. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but all I can do is commend him from protecting his people. I'm looking at a headline. The UN, listen to this carefully. The UN passes resolution demanding Israel leave Judea, Samaria, as magnitude of Hezbollah explosives alter the Middle East. Dateline, September 19th. This article reads, Jerusalem, Israel. Electronic devices belonging to Hezbollah members exploded for a second day, leaving Lebanon in a panic. Meanwhile, against the backdrop of Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon, the United Nations, listen to this, United Nations voted overwhelmingly on Wednesday that Israel, listen to this, must leave the biblical lands of Judea and Samaria, including parts of Jerusalem, and turn it over to the Palestinians. communication devices belonging to members of Iran, Iranian proxy Hezbollah, blew up for the second day with more than 30 people reportedly killed, 450 wounded just on Wednesday. On Tuesday, pagers exploded, wounding thousands. The next day, it was the walkie-talkies. The terrifying wave of explosions has brought Lebanon to a standstill. Hezbollah blamed Israel for the explosions and pledged the Jewish nation would pay for it. Hezbollah's executive council declared, "The punishment is surely coming by the will of God Almighty." Well, they're talking about Allah, by the will of Allah. In the aftermath of the Lebanon explosions, Israel announced it had thwarted an Iranian plot to assassinate the top Israeli leaders. Ladies and gentlemen, the focus point I want us to understand in these last few moments on the broadcast today is the fact that here is the United Nations demanding that about 500,000, hear me, about 500,000 Israeli citizens leave their homeland and surrender it to the enemy. Now, I don't know about you, but I think only a demonic influence could have caused that. And here's the United Nations. By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to pay any attention to it. He's not going to surrender to it. He's not going to submit to it. But yet that is a global international signal now to the world around us that somehow, some way, Israel is wrong and that they're in the wrong and they should simply leave their homeland. Ladies and gentlemen, that has never happened in the history of the nation of Israel, demanding that Israel stop. Why should they stop? It's an ugly war, yes. Did Israel start the war? No. But Benjamin Netanyahu said he will destroy the enemies. Now here's the UN demanding that Israel leave its biblical homeland. Listen, I use the term because it is correct. To leave, they're demanding that Israel leave its biblical homeland. The land that God gave to Israel is now being demanded by the United Nations that the citizens leave. That would mean about 500,000 Israeli citizens would be forced to leave their homeland. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. The Middle East, the Israeli war will get much worse before Jesus Christ returns. Ladies and gentlemen, it should cause every Christian, every child of God, every conservative, every patriot in America today. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to pray for Israel because, ladies and gentlemen, Israel, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, is God's eschatological prophetic timepiece. It's not what's happening in America that is God's timepiece. It's what is taking place in Israel. And as we see it escalate, we need to look up, lift up our heads, and the realization and the recognition that our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as we stand with Israel, we are blessed of God, according to Genesis chapter 12. God's going to bless the nations that bless Israel. God will curse the nations that curse Israel. And we're witnessing today the devolution of our stand with the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, keep praying. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen in Orange Park at 91.7.
If you've ever been in a health crisis, or maybe someone in your family was dealing with one, you know it can be one of the most challenging and even lonely times in life. And in that moment, when you have a difficult path to walk, you don't have to walk alone.